comedy legend in his own right, and he's talking about one of the greatest ever comedy double acts. It's Barry Cryer. He's written for the greats, including the wonderful Morecambe and Wise. Barry has been sharing his memories of working with Eric and Ernie in a new documentary series on UK Gold. Bring Me Morecambe and Wise has just started and will be running for the next 4 Wednesday nights. I've been talking to Barry about his comedy writing career, and we started with Eric and Ernie. I asked what the new TV series has to offer fans.
Well, for a start, there's at least one great item that's never been seen before, which I'm allowed to reveal. You remember the famous sketch of Andrei Previn and the Greek Piano Concerto?
I do.
They'd done that before on a much smaller scale, with Ernie playing the part of the conductor. Two of a Kind, a series on ITV years ago, obviously. And then it was blown up, magnified with an orchestra and Andrei Previn. And no, they'd done it before. They'd given it a trial run.
If you hold that thought, Barry, I think we can actually hear that little clip.
Oh, yes, please.
What were you playing just then?
The Greek Piano Concerto.
You're playing all the wrong notes.
I'm playing all the right notes, but not necessarily in the right order.
I'm laughing away myself, Barry.
Well, it's still funny, but in your mind's eye, you can see Eric grabbing Andrei Previn by the lapels.
Absolutely.
The orchestra were loving it, and Previn was brilliant. He'd learned his lines in a hurry on a plane coming over, and Eric spoke so warmly of him afterwards. He said he was just great.
So do we learn from the programme the processes that brought some of these great sketches to life, like that one that had got a wee bit of a dry run previously?
Yes. It's a documentary, but a joyful one. It's at the tiller is great Victoria Wood. And there are moments like that, you know, when they see Angela Rippon as the newsreader coming out from behind the desk. And that was John Junkin's idea. Eric suggested, we've got Angela Rippon playing a newsreader, but we want to do a number with her. Any ideas? And John Junkin came up with, there may be trouble ahead, there may be boon. And so we're very proud of that.
A report on the economy has just come through from number 11 Downing Street. The Chancellor's statement reads as follows. There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance.
Let's face the music!
My dad still talks about that Angela Rippon sketch. What do you think it is, Barry, about Morecambe and Wise that means they still have an appeal to a new audience, to a modern audience?
They're timeless. They were never topical. They existed in their comedy world, and Eric was very firm about that. No reference to, no topical names, no topical topics. They were timeless. They were just doing their comedy in a capsule. And our kids grew up watching them, and now our grandchildren watch them. They were even on Children in Need, this last Children in Need.
That's right, with Chris Moyles.
With Chris Moyles, yes, brilliant technology.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, and there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow.
There's a timeless quality. There's also a sheer warmth. You can see the relationship.
For yourself, Barry, in that scene, you were writing for Morecambe and Wise, and you were working with so many people we now view as comedy legends. Were you aware of that at the time?
Oh, they were big when you were writing for them, yes, but you can never forecast who will be remembered and who will be forgotten. You would have put solid money on Eric and Ernie will still be remembered, as they are, and Tommy Cooper. But at the time, often, no, you're quite right. You know they're good, but who will survive through the years? And Eric and Ernie have done it triumphantly.
There's a great story I heard about Bruce Forsyth and you having a chat and Bruce getting ready to quit.
Well, oh, yes, many years ago, yes. At the Windmill Theatre, 6 shows a day, 6 days a week. And Bruce was just brilliant. And they'd come to see the strippers. They hadn't come to see comics. They used to open a newspaper when he came on. And Bruce said to me, we're having a cup of tea in the canteen. He said, oh, I've got to pack it in. I've got as far as I've got to get. I've got to pack it in. I said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to open a little tobacconist's. And then that was that. And the following year, he did his first Sunday night at the Palladium. And I bumped into him. I said, what's happened to the tobacconist? He said, postponed.
And still postponed, Barry?
Still postponed.
You're still doing some stand-up as well. How does that go? Because I'm not being rude, but it's one of those things that's generally associated with the younger comedian.
Yeah, well, I do the Edinburgh Fringe every year, and I keep in touch. They call me Uncle Baz in Edinburgh, which is great. It gives me a nice warm feeling.
And can I call you Uncle Baz?
Yes, of course you can.
OK.
I know a lot of the younger stand-ups and everything. And one of them said to me one day, he said, you've got it made. I said, what do you mean? He said, you're the only one who tells jokes. Joy to be here on the Fringe. I'm 77 now. And Guy said, no, it's just resilience. I don't know. Guy said to me the other day, you don't look 77. And I said, thank you. He said, I bet you did once. You know, I don't know how long I've got. I don't even buy green bananas, but my age, I don't do drugs. I can get the same effect standing up quickly.
And do you still get that real sense of excitement or nervousness before you go out on stage?
I don't call it nerves. I call it creative apprehension. Like a runner waiting for the gun, drumming the fingers. Oh, if you don't feel anything, you shouldn't be doing it. I enjoy it still. My darling wife said, I've come to a reluctant conclusion, you enjoy it.
Well, that's quite clear, because at this stage, there's plenty of people with their feet up and their pipe and slippers.
Yes, indeed. We don't retire. The phone stops ringing.
You were very famously heckled by John Lennon, isn't that right?
Oh, that was Daniel Roos Club years ago. And we'd had the opening number and I would go on virtually doing the warm-up, telling jokes and welcoming the audience. And a voice in the audience in the darkness said, this is satire, I suppose. And I said, no, it's nightclub filth. You must get out more. And that got a laugh. And years later, I met him. He said, I know you from somewhere. And we were chatting away. He was with Yoko by then and calmed down a lot. And he said, oh, God, I was out of it in those days.
And apologise. The only man to get an apology out of John Lennon,
yes,
then.
Yes, he said, was I a pig? Isn't that strange? I was quite touched by that. I said, no, it's all in the game.
Well, bring me Morecambe and Wise, UK TV Gold, 9 o'clock, Wednesday nights. All that remains for me to do is say thank you very much, Uncle Baz.
Thank you, Lisa. It's a pleasure.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can.